When you were a boy, you formed attachments for all sorts of things. A pet, or a new and exciting toy. But somewhere along the line, something very special happened to you. You got your first schoolboy crush. And that's our story for tonight on Leave It to Beaver.
Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Hurry up, Wally. You're going to be late for school.
Fine, Mom. I'll be home right after school and Beaver spilled ink on my desk. Beaver!
Bye, Mom. I love you. And why spill ink all over his desk? Mom?
Anything wrong?
I want to ask you something.
Yes?
When do I get to be grown up?
Well, you're growing, but... Well, I'd say take a little while before you're really grown up.
When were you growing up?
Oh, guess when I was about 18.
Is that when you married Dad?
Well, I'd say it was a little later.
I guess it's going to be a while till I'm 18 a little later. Thanks anyways. Bye.
The boys are getting off a little late this morning, aren't they?
Well, the Beaver had some very deep questions to ask about growing up and getting married.
Oh, I hope she's a nice girl.
Oh, Ward, he couldn't be interested in a girl at his age.
I don't know about that. Second grade. A boy can get an awful crush on a cute little thing with pigtails and a turned-up nose.
Did you?
Did I what?
Get a crush on a cute little thing with pigtails and a turned-up nose?
Of course not. It was the eighth grade. She had braces on her teeth and a platinum blonde page boy. The combination was irresistible.
Oh, Ward, wouldn't it be cute if the Beaver really did have a crush on some little girl in his class? Well, that's just fine, Beaver. You've been such a big help. Thank you so much.
Do you want me to empty out your waste paper basket, Miss Canfield?
Well, you just emptied it.
I thought you might have thrown something else in it.
No, I haven't thrown anything else in it. Thank you just the same. Well, Beaver, you could put these books on the desk for tomorrow. I have to take this down the hall.
Yes, Miss Canfield.
What are you doing, Beaver?
Hang out these books for Miss Canfield.
What are you doing that for?
He's doing that because he's the teacher's pet.
I am not the teacher's pet.
Then why are you doing it?
Yeah, then why are you doing it if you're not the teacher's pet?
Because she made me.
Did she make you bring her down the ice cream from the cafeteria yesterday?
You're the teacher's pet, all right.
I am not. I hardly don't like her at all.
Prove it.
What do you mean?
Go ahead, prove it. Put this in her desk.
I wouldn't put anything like that in Miss Canfield's desk.
You see, you do like her. You're chicken, Beaver. You're chicken.
All right, I'll put it in her desk.
Thank you.
Boy, when that jumps out at her, she might even faint.
You're all right, Beaver. Isn't he all right?
Yeah, he's all right. He's not chicken.
Boy, you're sure not chicken, Beaver.
Well, I told you guys I wasn't chicken.
See you tomorrow, Beaver.
Yeah, so long, guys.
Bye.
See
ya.
Are you still here, Beaver?
Yeah, I guess so, Miss Canfield.
Well, you better get on home. Your mother will be worried about you.
But, Miss Canfield...
Beaver, you've been such a big help to me these past few weeks. I really appreciate it.
That's okay. Miss Canfield, are you going to be doing any more work at your desk?
No, I'm leaving. I have an appointment.
Yeah, I think I'll stick around here for a little while. I guess I get an appointment, too.
Beaver, would you please chew with your mouth closed?
I can't, Dad. When I close my mouth, there's no room to move my teeth.
Well, do the best you can.
Wally, how'd everything go at school today?
Well, I went up for the track team. I didn't make it, though.
Why not?
Well, I was near the end of the line, and by the time they got to me, they'd run out of shoes.
Well, that's too bad. Maybe you should try out for the swimming team. No shoe problem there. Well, Theodore, how about you? Your mother tells me you got home from school late again today.
Yes, sir.
There must be some attraction keeping you at school.
What's attraction?
Well, could be a cute little thing with a turned-up nose.
No, sir.
Why don't you boys ever want to tell me anything? I'm really interested in knowing what goes on at school.
Well, nothing ever goes on in school, Dad.
Oh, now, Wally, I can hardly believe that.
Well, you go in the morning, and if you've done your homework, it's all right. If you haven't, they holler at you. That's all there is to school. Can I be excused?
I guess so.
Me too?
Sure. If you've done your homework, it's okay. If you haven't, they holler at you. That's all there is to school.
Warden, what do you suppose is bothering the Beaver? He sat there with such a faraway look.
Yeah, I noticed that. Maybe we better have his eyes checked.
It must be something at school. I wonder if I should call his teacher and ask her if there's anything we can do.
Oh, no, no, don't do that. We did that with Wally's math teacher and got into that horrible mess about fractions.
You're right. Well, it's probably nothing serious. After all, what could he have done?
Beef, you put a snake in Miss Canfield's desk? Oh, boy, wait till it jumps out at her.
It's not a live one. It's only a spring snake.
Oh. Well, that's still pretty neat. You know, you're not as creepy as I thought.
Thanks, Wally.
You know, some of the kids said you were the teacher's pet.
The kids made me put it in there. I didn't want to.
What are you worrying about? She likes you.
You'll be the last one she'll blame.
Yeah, but I still wish I hadn't put it in there.
Wait a minute. You mean the kids are right? You do like Miss Canfield?
She's all right.
Boy, I wouldn't think of liking my teacher.
Yeah, but Miss Canfield's a lot prettier than Mr. Bloomgarten.
Yeah, I guess she is at that.
Wally, I'm not a teacher's pet. But I gotta get that snake out of her desk before she finds it.
What do you mean? The only way a guy could do that would be to sneak in there tonight and get it. Boy, you're sunk. What do you think you're going?
I gotta go get that snake out of Miss Canfield's desk. You want to come with me?
Are you kidding? If Mr. Johnson, the watchman, caught us, he'd kill us.
Yeah. So long, Wally.
Now, wait a minute. You're not going to go off and get yourself killed and get me in trouble. I'll go with you.
Would you, Wally?
Sure. If you're going to sneak in there, I got to see that you do it right.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Johnson.
Good evening, Mrs. Rayburn. Working a little late this evening?
Yes, with tests coming on and all.
Yeah, it's almost 10 o'clock. That's practically the middle of the morning for me.
It must be lonesome for you here at night.
Oh, no, I'm used to it. Anyhow, I brought a friend with me this evening.
A friend?
Yes. Oh, little rascal. Here, boy! It's a good boy, Alfred. I thought it might be a good idea if I left Alfred here when I went out for coffee.
Well, I'm sure the school will be safe in Alfred's hands. Or should we say Paul's?
Dear, don't you think you better get the boys to bed? It's after 9:30.
They came down about a half an hour ago and said goodnight. Said they were pretty tired.
Oh? Did you ever find out what was bothering the beaver?
No, I guess whatever it was, he's forgotten.
Well, that's one good thing about being their age. Your troubles never interfere with your sleep.
Gee, we got it easy.
I told you Mr. Johnson always leaves the door open when he goes out for coffee.
That Mr. Johnson isn't much of a watchman, is he?
He doesn't have to be. Who'd want to get into a school? Come on, let's get out of your classroom.
Wally, I don't like school much in the daytime, but I really don't like it at night. Wally.
What?
Was that your stomach rumbling?
No.
Wasn't mine either.
I guess it was nothing.
That nothing sure sounds like something. You think it's a dog?
I sure hope it's a dog.
I sure hope it's a little dog.
Whatever it is, it's right around the corner.
You better take a look, Wally.
It's a dog.
It chews a lot of dog.
Maybe he's friendly.
June, I think I'd like a glass of hot milk before we go to bed.
All right, dear. I'll get it for you in a minute. I'm going up and checking the boys now.
What about the boys?
They're not up there. there. Their beds are full of books and pillows.
Are you sure?
Yes, they've run away.
Well, we'd better see about that.
Oh, come on. Where do you suppose they could have gone?
Dear, I have the greatest idea.
Their beds are full of boxes and pillows. Well, they weren't here a minute ago. They were just books and pillows.
Dear, I think we'd both better have a glass of hot milk and go to bed.
Ward, I tell you, they weren't there a minute ago.
Darling, I don't doubt it. Kids do sneak out at night, you know.
Well, don't you think you ought to speak to them about it?
Well, yeah, but not right now. I'll find just the right moment. Don't worry about it. I'm sure it's perfectly harmless. I used to sneak out at night. I used to go out looking for night crawlers or borrowing apples off the neighbor's tree or...
Or looking for the cute little thing with the braces and the platinum bond page boy?
Darling, at their age, I'm sure night crawlers have a lot more appeal.
Wally, I just looked in the classroom. Miss Canfield's already there.
Which drawer did you say you put the snake in?
The left one on the top.
Well, then, all you gotta do is keep her from opening that drawer.
Sure. That's all I gotta do. How am I gonna do that, Wally?
Look, I'm late for my class. I gave you a good idea, and it's up to you to figure out how you're gonna do it.
Now, if you'll all open the pads, I want to show you. Where's that ruler of mine?
I think it's in your desk, Miss Canfield.
Oh.
Oh, Miss Canfield!
Yes, Beaver.
Could I be excused?
Well, of course, Beaver. Recess, children.
Theodore, aren't you having lunch in the cafeteria?
I already ate it.
Oh, you really shouldn't eat so fast.
Yes, Miss Rayburn.
Have you seen Miss Canfield's attendance report?
No, Miss Rayburn.
Well, it must be here someplace. Oh, well, here it is. Well, Theodore, you must have eaten much too fast, or you were positively green.
I feel all right.
Oh, you better come along with me. We'll have the nurse give you something.
Hurry up, children. We only have a few more minutes. Yes, Whitey.
Could I borrow your ruler?
Of course.
Ow!
Judy, what's going on?
The beaver pulled my hair.
Well, Beaver, did you do that?
Yes, Miss Canfield. I pulled her hair all right.
Just why?
Well, because,
The rest of the class hand in your papers. Theodore Cleaver, you stay after school.
It's not there, Beaver.
What's not there, Miss Canfield?
Is this what you're looking for?
Yes, Miss Canfield.
Did you put this in my desk, Beaver?
Yes, Miss Canfield.
Why did you do this, Beaver? I thought we liked each other.
That's why I did it. The kids call me teacher's pet.
Oh, they made fun of you and you wanted to prove you weren't.
Kind of, sort of. Gee, I hope it didn't scare you too much.
Well, I've been teaching second grade for about 6 months now. I wasn't as frightened as I might have been.
I'm awfully sorry, Miss Canfield. I really like you a whole lot.
Well, I'm very fond of you too, Beaver. But I'm afraid I made a mistake.
Do teachers make mistakes?
Oh, indeed they do. I think it must have seemed to the other children as though I was showing favoritism. We can't have that, can we, Beaver?
No, Miss Canfield. Does this mean I can't like you anymore?
Well, of course not.
I'm sure glad of that.
Well, Beaver, it couldn't be that important.
But it is. I asked my mom this morning when I could marry you.
Oh. Well, Beaver, I'm quite a bit older than you are.
My mom says I'm growing up.
Well, of course you are. And, well, I'm sure before long you'll like some nice little girl your own age.
I don't think so, Miss Canfield. Little girls don't smell as nice as you do.
Oh, that's a very nice compliment, Beaver. But I hope you'll remember what I said.
I'll try.
Beaver, I think it will be all right if you don't finish those sentences.
Oh, no, Miss Canfield. You can't show any favoritism.
I think now might be a good time for me to talk to the boys about last night. They really shouldn't be sneaking out without our knowing it, huh?
Dear, I don't think it'll happen again. Miss Canfield called me today. It wasn't night crawlers or apples. Seems the Beaver's in love with Miss Canfield.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. Honey, maybe you ought to talk to him and kind of help straighten him out.
Oh, well, trouble is, I don't really know what to say. Oh, he'll get over it in time, I'm sure.
I suppose so.
Wally?
What is it, Beave?
Did you ever like somebody that was growing up?
Sure. I like Mom and Dad.
I mean like Miss Canfield.
Well.
Well, what?
You remember Miss Hildebrand?
That lady that lived next to us when we were up at the lake?
Yeah. I used to roar across the lake to get the mail.
You liked her?
A whole lot.
But Wally, she married the man that smoked the pipe.
I know.
Wally, that girl up the lake, did you ever really get over her?
You promise not to tell anybody?
I promise I won't tell nobody.
No, Beaver. I never got over her.
You know something? I don't think I'm ever going to get over Miss Canfield either.
Thank you. Thank you.